It's 20 to 9 on Saturday night, and it's a beautiful night. I'm walking with Molly. Say hello, Molly. Yep, whatever. And I haven't been down here in over a year, which is kind of sad, really, because it is a really peaceful place to come this time of night. There's a 4x4 track to the left of us, but I just wanted to walk on something a bit softer. So somebody has cut a path the width of a car alongside it, and the grass all around is up to a metre tall. I don't really want to be in the grass because of ticks. And this field that I've been walking on the left side of the track is usually full of like wheat or barley, but it's got these purple flowers, or blue. Hang on, I can't really see. The sun's quite low now. Let's go and have a look. I don't know what flowers these things are. They stand about they stand about a foot tall, maybe a bit more. They've got these fairly small blue flowers, about a centimetre in diameter. Beautiful. And we saw today a field full of them across when we were out driving across the way. And as I go across this kind of crossroads of tracks, the field... Yeah, get out the water, you midden. Come on. This field's got these blue flowers. Oh, and this field on the right as well. So he's not growing wheat or barley, the farmer, this year. It's these blue flowers. How bizarre. I don't know what they are. There's a bit of blue sky. I don't know, it's maybe 50% blue sky and cloud. And sun's going down over at my 9 o'clock as I walk along this track. Molly's lost her ball. No, I haven't got it, you clown shoe. You've lost it. There are some keywords which Molly understands. Her name, obviously. Ball, walk, lead. Sometimes biscuits. So if you mention the three former, she gets quite excited. Especially when you put your shoes on at the same time. Or even pick the dog lead out the cupboard in the kitchen. It's nice to be out. It's nice to be coming along this bit again. And we've had rubbish weather. Thursday, Friday, and a bit in the night. Some torrential rain. Torrential. The rain was so bad that it flooded a couple of the major roads around here. The rain caused a motorbike and a car to crash. And we actually picked Jessica up from Brownies a bit earlier because Sarah had been out to drop them off and then go shopping, and then she phoned me saying she was really worried about the water levels. And she says, I think we should pick the pair of them up from Brownies and Swimming, respectively. That would be tomorrow, or Jessica and tomorrow. And good job we did.
Good job we did. Because unless you had a 4x4, you weren't getting through the pools on two of the roads that we use. Torrential rain. You know, the ground hasn't absorbed it, or didn't absorb it. Well, I think it's because it came so quickly and it was so much so quickly that the ground couldn't absorb it. Come on. The ground couldn't absorb it quick enough. So, like it did in Cyprus and, you know, a lot of other hot countries that get a bout of rain. It just floods. We lived in Cyprus and when did the rain come? We used to get rains in about September. No, September, October. October, November time. Not much though, you know, it would only rain for like one day. And everything would turn green. That plane up there. I should have brought the zoom out, shouldn't I? So, at my 4 o'clock is the Kiwi on Kiwi Hill. I'm looking all along Kiwi Hill on my right. And the hill we call Oscar Oscar. The hill isn't called Oscar Oscar. That's kind of where you come down the Kiwi off the other side of the hill, off the kind of northern side of the hill. The tank crossing at the bottom of the hill, which crosses the road to come onto this side of the road, is designated OO, or Oscar Oscar. So the hill is nicknamed Oscar Oscar, so it's a point of reference. And going up Oscar Oscar is what's commonly known as a beetard. Shorten the expletive. Where is the dog? Moll? Molly, you're going to be covered in ticks. Pulled a tick out of you today. She's in an element. Here is a purple or blue poppy. We've seen a lot of poppies out. These are not the blue flowers that are in that field. These are poppies. Oh, that plane is now flying the other way. It's flying west. Excuse me. It's a beautiful night. It really is. My wife will probably be complaining that it was cold, or she was cold. But I'm in t-shirt and shorts, and it's flipping nice. It's lovely. And we have, in a couple of days' time, the summer solstice, which is a significant pagan festival in the year. And Stonehenge will be the site of a gathering of pagans and other people who like to take part in that kind of celebration. I'm not going to say strange people because, you know, usually about 10,000 people go to this thing. It's a major, major event in the county calendar and also the policing calendar, because they've got it sorted now with about 100 coppers, about 4 raised platforms, huge, huge floodlights. I think there was only 4 arrests last year through drunkenness. I don't think you're allowed to take alcohol in. But the long and short of it is they gather to watch the rising of the sun at Stonehenge from a certain viewpoint. And this certain viewpoint on the summer solstice every year means the sun rises through the heel stone, which is a large pointy stone outside of the stone circle, and it rises up between two particular places. It's a significant thing, and people stay up all night to watch it. I was going to go last year before. Can't quite remember. But I was tired. I was tired. And, you know, the place is flooded with people. You can't really park. I used to take the motorhome down on the byway down there. But the police shut the byway off about a week in advance. I haven't been along this past week along the A303, but I would like to think they have shut the byway off, and it just stops the travellers from congregating there. Although last year there was a couple of camper vans that were parked up there, you know, about 10 days before, because they know. Come on. They know that it gets closed off. Ah, it's really peaceful, this. I need to dig my mountain bike out. Actually, I'm glad I haven't, because it's still muddy in places down here. Look. But there's quite a good track to ride along, really. The problem you've got is... I was cut off there. Had a phone call. But the problem we've got is there's not that many places to go. But we've got a really good cycle route. Except when you get to about... if you're going clockwise... lots of flies about. If you're going clockwise, when you get to this point... where I am now, it gets a bit difficult under the wheels of your bike. And the first time I came along here with Harry, or it could have been Jessica actually, yeah, Jessica, we came off the track too early, and it was a pain in the backside. But well, that's just nice, just to stand here. I want to get back before the sun goes down now. Oh, pheasant. That plane's low in the sky now. In fact, let's go up this way. Molly. But what we do is we do a circular route. Just to end this part of the story, we do a circular route. So we go along here, probably for nearly a mile further actually, and then we turn right down a track and go through some woods, which is quite exciting. Across the main road, turning right on which would take you back to our house, but we go straight across it, and it takes you to the far left-hand side of Kiwi Hill, and so we turn right underneath it, so to speak, and then we ride along with the Kiwi Hill along our left side. It's a nice ride, actually. It's a nice ride, but the last bit going home is a bit of a, I don't want to say a slog, but it's a really slow incline, shallow incline for, I don't know, maybe 700 or 800 metres. The grass is short. The grass is really short, but the ground's really soft, and it's quite difficult to... Oh, do you know what? we don't want to be going along here. That means I'm going to have to walk across that grass field. Ugh, okay. I'm doing this for you, audio boom fans. It smells cool. It's quite nice, that. Strange thing, though, isn't it, to say it smells cool, but it does. Cool grass. Not that hot summer grass, you know. Lots of signs of rabbits. So I'll talk about... I check my legs for ticks. I'll talk about the birds and that we've attracted. I'll talk about them quite quickly. We've been feeding the birds in our back garden. Nay. When we arrived, the only birds we had were crows and magpies. So we started putting food out. And we'd attracted sparrows, which then turned into starlings. And very recently, we've attracted blue tits and great tits. And what was really nice to see is that the starlings have brought their young to our bird feeder. But also the other day, the blue tits have brought their chicks. Oh, it was really nice to see. Because I don't think anybody feeds them in our area. And I say that because they all come to our house. We've got a pair of robins, which visit from October. There's a pair of ringneck doves. Mr. and Mrs. Dove, they come visiting. And we've learned the starlings love the dried mealworms and the suet pellets. The sparrows like the suet pellets and the wild bird food. And the blue tits like the wild bird food and the great tits as well. And it's good. And as soon as... Oh, you bugger of hell. As soon as we put the food out... we're descended upon by starlings. They're the first ones in. Mr. and Mrs. Dove make an appearance. Now, there's a feeding frenzy by the starlings. The mealworms are quite literally gone in about 3 or 4 minutes. No word of a lie. Where's the path? Let's go down here. Molly, lost the path, people. Suet pellets are next. But once the mad feeding frenzy for the mealworms, and I suppose the first third of the suet pellets, is over, then the sparrows come in. When the sparrows come in, Mr. and Mrs. Blue Tit hang around, and then the starlings generally naff off. Maybe see one or two, but then the blue tits come in, and then, depending on what time of day we feed them, I haven't really worked it out yet, the great tits come in, and they're the shyest of the birds. But it's really nice to see Mr. and Mrs. Blue Tit. They're lovely little birds. Huh, I have found the path. So I'm going to charge my GoPro up. And those who follow me on other social media will have seen that I put up a video 3 weeks ago or so, 2 weeks ago, of the birds feeding at the bird feeder, and I'll get that tomorrow. Actually, I need to buy some more bird food, so probably be tomorrow afternoon. We're quite successful. If the weather's cool, we're quite successful about 1:30. Other than that, first thing in the morning, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, feeding frenzy time. So yeah, we'll get that. Right, I'll sign off and I'll speak to you soon.